afternoon. 32 years ago, when I took my driving test, I remember that you actually had to, when you came to a stop sign, put on the handbrake and come to a full and complete stop. And I also remember that legendary, there was supposed to be a two-way stop sign junction somewhere hidden in Sheffield that occasionally driving examiners would take you to just to see how you would cope with it. I mention that because we've been having a little bit of a difficulty. I say we've been having a lot bit of difficulty. Well, we have. But it appears that Mexico has a whole different attitude to a stop system. They have a lot of four-way stops where car roads cross at junctions. And when they do, as cars pull up, there's a sort of dance. Everybody knows at what stage somebody came. And so everybody's let out perfectly in unison, and this whole dance takes part, which is quite genius. Except there is no such thing as a give-way sign. And this really comes to fruition at the roundabout. Whereas in England, at a roundabout, we give way because we know about giving way at junctions, which quite often at junctions means you don't give way, you just sit there till somebody finally lets you in. At roundabouts, you also just sit there until there is a space for you to get in. But unfortunately, a lot of drivers don't realise this and feel that it should work a bit like a four-way stop sign. In other words, once one car's gone past them on the roundabout and they've sat there waiting, it's their turn to come on and they expect you to stop in the middle of the roundabout. This just sort of leads to random shouting and swearing, and so much so that Maria was actually given the finger the other day as she just ploughed on regardless. Although not ploughed on regardless, ploughed on is exactly how she should do. The reason I'm talking about this now is that on the way home, the cars all stopped randomly again in the middle of the road, and this was just to let a man cross the road to get to the other side where he'd hailed down a taxi, and the taxi had also stopped on his side of the road, piling up the traffic far behind him. So while all of this was all piled up, this guy wobbles across the road, leans in the taxi driver's window and says, "Could you take me to wherever to take me to?" And at that stage, the taxi driver goes, "Yeah." The guy steps backwards to open the car door, and the taxi driver moves his car 5 inches forward, which is something that you've only ever seen in films, or you might have thought of doing to your friend. But you normally do it on an abandoned road, you know, where there's nothing going on. So what we actually had was a situation where a taxi driver is doing this whole, "Go on, reach for the door handle and I'll move forward again," while this bloke's trying to get into a taxi. And at the same time, there's 150 cars piled up, 75 either side, all trying to go home at the same time because it's Friday afternoon and we want to get home. And into the middle of this, a huge bloody police truck, all sirens going, blazing, everything, guys in balaclavas in the back of the police truck with machine guns, come screaming up the middle of the road, and the taxi driver just nudges it forward again another 3 inches, and he's pissing himself laughing. Which, in the long run, you know, as nobody particularly got killed, sort of, and I'd just come out of school and was in my moany mood, sort of made a highlight of the day. So, it's Friday night. I've already opened a Pacifico. We've got the kids this weekend. And we're settling down to Friday night action. I will catch you. There was a story just to cheer you up. I will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.